Hey gang, guess what? It is that time of the week that we bring you Thursday good news. We have some stories lined up that are sure to splash some joy into your morning. So get ready to power through the tail end of your week with these happy stories. Oh, but first, before I get into it, Sophie is joining me. How are you, Sophie?
Hello, I'm good.
Now, Sophie broke the news to me about Brian the crate guy a couple of weeks ago. Do you remember that story that we did?
Yes. So Brian, this guy from Cardiff in the UK, when he was a teenager, was working in Melbourne and like desperately wanted to go home. So he got his friends to mail him home in a crate, like pack him into a shipping crate. And off he went, but he did not end up in the UK. He ended up in LA, and it was apparently quite a traumatic experience. So
very traumatic. Now, Sophie brought us that story, I would say, like 2-3 weeks ago now. And last night, I was watching the news, a major news channel, and they broke. We were doing the story because Brian had done a call out for his mates who had helped pack him up. Anyway, it turns out one of his mates who did help pack him up got in touch with Brian. He lives here in Australia. He got married, had a family. He wanted to stay anonymous. He didn't want the media coverage. But Brian is also launching his book. Guess what it's called? The Crate Escape.
The Crate Escape. On ya, Brian.
Love it. Anyway, just a little update for you, because I know if you tuned into that story a couple of weeks ago, you would have appreciated hearing what's happened to Brian. But on to this week. Army veteran, ex-paramedic and Townsville local Chris Gee is setting off on a 20,000-kilometre bike ride. Now, it's to raise awareness for mental health. Mr. Gee is hoping to raise funds for North Queensland Legacy, a charity that provides care for families of deceased veterans. He headed off on Sunday after the Anzac Memorial Service and expects the trip to take him around 6 months. Mr. Gee says he hopes the news of his journey will help raise a conversation around the mental health of veterans and first responders, as well as help him heal his own traumas. If you want to follow Chris on his journey, he's posting daily updates from the road on Facebook at Resolute Ride. There's lots of pedaling going on for him. Good on Chris. All right. Second news story for the week. Now, this is a goodie. It's going to warm your heart, my people. A train headed to Sydney earlier this week was stopped in its tracks by a wildlife rescue mission. Now, the train conductor spotted a kookaburra on the tracks up ahead. As the train got closer, the driver noticed the bird was looking a little worse for wear. So, according to passengers on the train, the driver halted the entire train just in time and jumped out, wrapped the kookaburra in a spare high-vis vest that he had, and then he alerted some railway workers further along the tracks who arrived with a cardboard box in hand to deliver the kookaburra to a local wildlife centre.
Oh, I love that.
Sophie, that is the best.
Stop the whole train. Stop just for one train. Little kookaburra.
Your commute this morning, it's just going to take a couple minutes longer. We've got an injured bird on the track. Now, the third story is an absolute cracker. And since Sophie found it, I'm going to hand over to Sophie. She's going to run us through it.
Yeah, prepare yourself. It's a pretty good one. Do you ever just do this thing where you take like a gaze at Google Maps and you just kind of just cruise around the streets,
yes,
maybe of some
yes.
unknown town? You know, lockdown was hard. We needed to travel somehow. Google Maps might have been our escape. Well, it might sound like a little bit of a strange hobby, but a satellite mapping enthusiast, whose name is Benjamin Koo, recently found himself saving lives with
what?
His quirky hobby. Yes. So there was a hiker named Renee, and he was off on a delightful adventure in Angeles National Forest near LA when he realized he no longer recognized his surroundings. His phone battery was dwindling and his disorientation was building. So he texted a photo of his legs dangling over a canyon to his friend. Now, the LA County Sheriff's Police Department later in that day tweeted the photo out, asking local hikers for information about Renee's whereabouts. Now, where our satellite savant comes in. Benjamin saw the photo and he recognized the area. So he contacted the police and he was hoping that he wasn't just sending them on a wild goose chase.
Oh my God.
And he gave them the GPS coordinates that he suspected where Renee's location was. So Benjamin's eye turned out to be a little bit more than a curious hobby. A rescue helicopter was sent out to the site, and lo and behold, they found him less than 1 mile from the coordinates.
Stop
1 mile.
Oh my God, Benjamin, you're not just a creepy guy at home who is like going through Google Maps. You are a lifesaver.
I think that's one very keen sense of direction.
That is.
So the guy was found safe. Renee, he was safe and he was given medical treatment and he was very grateful to his GPS tracking hero.
Oh my God. I wonder if they met in real life.
I don't think they met at all. I think it was just Renee, this guy in his, you know, maybe his basement sending out some GPS tracking information to the police. But good on him.
Renee.
I don't know. I just can't relate. I have a pretty shonky sense of direction. I mean, I live and die by my phone.
Giving me
the directions of where to go, even for places that I go very regularly.
Regularly. Oh, yeah. My God, Sophie, that is hilarious. I'm more reliant on my Google Maps thing for public transport timetables.
Yeah. Yeah.
The direction I kind of get, but I'm nowhere near as on it as Mr. Ben and the Renee story. That is so gold. Thank you so much for that, Sophie. That's your good news here on Thursday Breakfast.